Welcome to episode 503 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The phrase peculiar people in 1 Peter 2 verse 9 comes from the King James Version and is not seen in the more modern English translations. This is because at the time the King James Version was translated, the word peculiar was often used to refer to something belonging to someone, as in someone's property. If we look up the word peculiar in a dictionary today, we would still see that is one of several meanings this word can have. Probably the most common usage of the word peculiar today is referring to someone or something that is strange, odd, or uncommon. Yet alternative meanings in the dictionary still tell us that this word can be used to describe something or someone that belongs exclusively to some group, person, or thing, or to refer to a property or privilege belonging exclusively or characteristically to a person. The original meaning of the Greek words translated peculiar in 1 Peter 2 verse 9 is indeed what is meant in this passage. In this verse, Peter is not saying that Christians are odd or unusual people, even though the world often looks at us that way. What this passage is communicating is that Christians or believers are people who belong to God. They are His own possession. Another way of saying it is that believers are God's own special people. As we compare the different English translations of this verse and consider the alternative meaning of the word peculiar, it becomes clear that peculiar in this verse is referring to the fact that believers are a special people because they were chosen from before the foundation of the earth to be God's own possession. Those who are born again are different from the world around them because they are being transformed by the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. Also, they are different because having been born again by the Spirit of God and believing in Christ for salvation, they have received the right to become children of God, as John says in John 1 verse 12. While it is true that believers are different, it is the believers standing as the adopted children of God, joint heirs with Christ Jesus and God's own special people, that make us peculiar. For reference, here are ways several modern translations translate 1 Peter 2, verse 9. The New American Standard Bible says, "You are a chosen race and a people for God's own possession." The New King James Version says, "You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and His own special people." The English Standard Version says, "You are a people for His own possession." The New International Version says, "You are a chosen people and a people belonging to God." 1 Peter 2 verse 9 is the culmination of what God wants us as believers to understand about our status as those belonging to Him. The New Living Translation: "But you are not like that, for you are a chosen people. You are royal priests, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for He called you out of the darkness into His wonderful light." What a calling. God's people are special, surpassing what is common or unusual, exceptional, distinct among others of a kind. Just as the children of Israel were acquired through mighty acts of deliverance, so too Christians have been acquired, obtained, purchased with the blood of Christ. And belonging to God, we must be exceptional. In Psalm 139, David declares, "You alone created my inner being. You knitted me together inside my mother. I will give thanks to you because I have been so amazingly and miraculously made. Your works are miraculous, and my soul is fully aware of this." This is often interpreted as a salute to God's omniscience, to the wonder of creation, and to the miracle of birth. However, it is also a tribute to the miracle of rebirth. You see, God can take the heart sullied by sin and recreate it as something clean and pure, capable of good works. We who were called out of darkness into the marvelous light of salvation have been elected to testify of the goodness of God. Paul reminds us in Ephesians 2 verse 10, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Reborn as believers, we are called as peculiar people to do good works. What are these works? Peter has the answer. God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. Do you have the gift of speaking? Then speak as though God himself were speaking through you. Do you have the gift of helping others? Do it with all the strength and energy that God supplies. Then everything you do will bring glory to God through Jesus Christ. All glory and power to him forever and ever. Amen. We are not our own. We have been bought with a price. We are a chosen generation. The things that once exclusively belonged to Israel, their election being chosen, their priesthood and their calling are now no longer the property of Israel alone. These are now the property of every Christian, and we have them in a greater and spiritual sense. We are a royal priesthood. The offices of royalty and priesthood were jealously separated in Israel, but Jesus, who is our king and priest, has brought them together for his people. We are his own special people. We are special because we belong to God. A museum may be filled with quite ordinary things, hats, canes, shoes, and so forth, but they may be significant because they once belonged to someone famous. God takes ordinary people, and because he works in them, they are special. These same titles were applied to Israel. Now in Jesus, we belong to God as his own special people. 1 Peter 2 verse 10 adds some intriguing insights. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you would not receive mercy, but now you have received mercy. We once were without these privileges, and we're not even a people before God. We had not seen the mercy of God, but now we have obtained mercy. Peter's message is wonderful. You didn't used to belong, but now you belong to God and among God's people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. The purposes for these high privileges is not so we can grow proud, but so that we can proclaim the praises of him who has done such great things for us. Since it is true that believers have a new life principle, chosen generation, a new access to God, royal priesthood, a new government, holy nation, and a new owner, his own special people, it will affect the way the believer lives life. What is the witness of Christians in the world? How are we seen? We're to be peculiar, not odd. We're to be special, not weird. We're to be holy, not self-righteous. But we are not to fit right in. If we are living surrendered lives, as peculiar people, we ought to be seen as countercultural. We ought to be seen as cultural misfits, just as Jesus was. If we're just like everybody else, if people can't tell the difference between us and those who are of the culture, then something has gone wrong. Father, thank you that we can be members of a chosen generation, a people who belong to you. Help us, Lord, to be in the culture, but not of the culture. Help us to so live that we can be worthy of this high calling as a special, as a peculiar people. That's our episode. Remember that God called you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.